In Parshas Nitzavim, the end of Nitzavim, we have the etzem, what is the final toichacha / musa of Kadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael. The next parashas Vayelech is the Ksiva Sefer Torah, and then Moshe Rabbeinu's own specific tzavor, and then you have Hazinu and Zos Habracha, the Shira and the Brachas. But in terms of Ki'ilu, the type of Musa in Parshas Dvarim, the Arichus Dvarim, that you're supposed to do what's right, and so on and so forth, this is pretty much the end of it. At the very end of it, it says, Reina Satif Nechayim Es HaChayim Es HaToyv Es HaMov Es HaSara. So we have Chayim and Toyv and Mov Es HaSara. And then, Chayim V'Mov Es HaSatif Nech HaBroch V'Aklolo. So there's a, I don't know what to call it, a chiyuv or toichacha that a person should be boicha b'chayim. This parsha is seen by the Rishonim as the makor and the shayrish for the concept of bechira by people. That, you know, we know that people are bechira from the re'ei, which Be'etzem in Parshas Re'ei you also have it, but in Re'ei is more the emphasis is the klolos that come out from doing bad. That's sort of the hemshech of it. So the hadgosha in Parshas Re'ei is that chayim toiv, that the toiv and the ra are sort of aligned with mavis and chayim and klol and bracha. Over here, the ikad gosha is the tzivu b'charta b'chayim. So, there's, so first of all, this is seen as the sheirish of the, you know, bechira min atoyr minayin, that there's a musik bechira, that, you know, the Rambam says reshus nesuna al kolechod. So, how do we know a person has bechira? Here it says ubacharta. But that's the strangest place where the Torah should say it. The main raya, logically, that there's bechira, is from the whole Torah. It doesn't make sense that a Kadosh Baruch Hu should be mitzav on people, mitzvahs and averis, when they have no choice. What's the point of it? It's futile. It's like telling a machine to do X when the machine is programmed to Y. It's not going to happen. So logically, The marker for any type of bechira, the establishment of any sense of bechira, should be the beginning. Somewhere at Chayis Maimed HaSinai, at the beginning of Dvarim maybe, there should be a statement to the effect that you reina satif nechem, ubachartem, and then tell me what to be boicha. To sum up everything, bechira, to put the musig of bechira at the end, is very strange. Especially if Bechira is meant, I mean, you know, Bechira is a chetimtza for the concept of Avodas Hashem, Tov and Ra, and V'chulu. So that's the Hakdama. And to say it at the very end is strange. It's interesting that the Rambam, when he discusses Bechira, does not call it Bechira. The Rambam says, Horishus Nesuna L'chol Echad, L'chol Adam, and he speaks about Kadosh Baruch Hu being Goyze, or the Rishus of Adam. Doesn't use that word, Bechira, interestingly enough. So Al Kaponim, what does the Pasuk mean of it? Also, the Tzivui, U'bacharta B'chaim, is also awkward, because, first of all, the word, it's... I want to tell somebody to be Beichem, I tell them to do Toiv. Basically, the Tzivuyim of the Torah, all Tzivuyim, to do what's right. Do I have the ability to choose? I do have the ability. But Bechira is what I want to do. So, Be'etzem, the Tzivu should be on what I should do, not, you know, how I should choose. How I should choose is my prerogative. You're telling me to do X or to do Y with consequences. The pasuk, the way it says ubacharta bechayim, well, really, the we're talking about mitzvahs and averis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that the mitzvahs and averis lead to bracha and klala, to chayim and mavis, and so on. So, really, that gosha should have been to be boicher in mitzvahs rather than in chayim. Yes, the parasha is telling me that one equals the other, but basically, the tzivu should be go and do all the mitzvahs, and I'm telling you, it's going to lead to chayim and so on. The bacharta b'chayim is mashma kilu. The tzivu is the etzem bacharta b'chayim. A little bit awkward. I mean, you could say that's what the pasuk means. It sort of says it's hayno hach, but b'chol oifin, it's somewhat of a horror. Chazal over here give they give a little bit of a twist to the pasuk, and this is a sefri, and it's a free and a tanchuma, a little bit different gersos, but b'chol oifin, the main thrust of the pasuk is Hoyl v'nasan, they ask Shem Yom Yisrael. Hoyl v'nasan, among from the nation state drachim derachaim derach mavus neilach beizan shenirtze. Maybe we can choose whichever one we want. Talmud loyim v'bacharta b'chayim. So the question is a little bit interesting. It says, you have a choice. So maybe I'll choose mavus. Maybe I'm a ben choyin. I can choose mavus. So it says no b'charta b'chayim. So let's flesh out a little bit the ramifications. If a person chooses Chas V'Shalom Mavis, he's gone and it's over and that's it. You know, we're talking about Mavis here, we're talking about Mavis L'Melom. We're talking about Mavis and its full meaning of it. The person Chas V'Shalom, like the Rambam says, Nichras O'Melom and so on. So the person chose it. So what are we going to see afterwards? But you had a chiyuv to choose Chaim. I mean, the consequence is one is chiyus L'Melom and one is not. So I would think I have a choice. So it tells me no, but the Ebershah said to do this. It does something about it ridiculous. I mean, manefshach. We're not talking about a punishment. We're talking about mavis, which is sort of in line with the way the Rambam calls it, a kares for ladol milamim. The person ceases to exist. So I would think I have a choice, that I can choose. Tatar says, no. You should choose chayim. Okay? What does that mean? Who are we talking to? Then the Medrash gives a mashal. Somebody was once on a road, and there was a crossroads, so there was a fork in the road. One of them has all sorts of thorns and different problems in the beginning, but then the road becomes smooth and paved and is very good, and the other one's fakert. So here also, atem roi shvil zeh shetchosim misha kishtayim shalosh psiyos, and then there's going to be koitzim, and so choose this one over that one. I understand. Good. It's a very nice point that there's drachim that at chilosin look like it's hatzlochan, seifan is maves, and vice versa. Does it have anything particular to do with this pasuk? Where in the pasuk is there any inyan, any noisei that a person should that's like, yeah, where do they see anything like it? Yes, one of the darche ayetze, one of the nisyonos in the world is, there are things that the derech shem salecha, there are things that look, there are bad ways that look very, very good in the beginning, and afterwards they become terrible and vice versa. Okay, that's a very good, that's a very important piece of musa. It doesn't seem to have anything whatsoever to do with the pasuk really. I want to speak a little bit also about the concept of bechira. So we use the word bechira the way it's used by later svarim to mean choice, free choice, choose, etc. There are the word bechira is used mostly in Tanakh about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The base of Bechir, Mokam Asher Yivchar, Ala Mokam Asher Yivchar, Mokam Asher Yivchar is used constantly. He was Bachar B'David Avdi. You find by HaKadosh Baruch Hu the word Bachar used constantly. That and Mokam Asher Yivchar, Beis HaBechir, Beis HaMikdash is called Hilchas Beis HaBechira. It's not called Beis HaMikdash, it's called Beis HaBechira. What does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses? I mean, we have choices. So I'm not sure if I should do this, I'm not sure this, I have Yetzer Toiv to this, I have Yetzer Toiv to that, so I choose. Malachim don't have Bechir because they're all Toiv. So what does it mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Boicher? Boicher Ba'ama Yisrael. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Boicher in Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Boicher in Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Boicher in David and his Nevi'im. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Boicher in Beis HaMikdash. And that's the most frequently used one. As opposed to what? What is the word Boicher used? In what sense is it used over there? And it's obvious that it's brought to Rishonim that Adam is Betzel Molekim. And therefore, Bechira is that koyach. So, the Bechira has to be a lot more than just he has nothing hampering him. When we say that Adam is kaviyochel, doimet HaKadosh Baruch Hu tzelma kim, that has a koyach Bechira, one would expect it to be a lot more than just, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do what he wants. We also, within a range, do whatever we want. That's a very, very it's a very frail midah to say that this is a midah. It happens to be we don't have anything, and to say that we have choices and you know we can choose. Yes, we have a tug of war because we have ra in us. Malachim don't have a tug of war because all toiv. So what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Where's HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this? The Maral says that it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Beicha B'Avram. So the Maral says that Bechira is, he was Beicha B'Avram. Why is it called Shebacharta B'Avram? Because, and he has the Kasha, so to speak, or the Shaila, how come we find nothing about Avram Avinu's life until Lech Lecha? One would expect his Maisim Tovim. The Ramban says it was Avodah Zarah and other things that we don't want to be, we don't want to perpetuate in Torah. But Lemaisa, the Maisa, everybody would expect that the Maisa with the, you know, with the Kivshan, the Maisa with Orkastim should stay there. The Tzitkas of Avraham Avinu, the Nesenis he went through, all the wonderful things. And Chazal tell it us, Pasuk doesn't say anything, says nothing about him. All of a sudden, Kashmir is Lech Lecha. So the Maral says that that if I would say anything, I would think that it's because of the tzitkis of Avram. So kamash malon, it has nothing to do with the tzitkis. Bechira, he says, is something without a reason, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu was beicha b'Avram. That's the lashon that the Maral uses. I'm trying to understand that a little bit. What does it mean? I mean, it doesn't have any words. When I do something, if a person does something, and I ask, why do you do it? So, I did it on a whim. There's no reason. That's not a mila. I'm saying the person is irrational. So everybody's a little bit irrational. If I choose somebody, not because he has milas. So it's that the person is charming. He's you know, it has nothing to do. The person is not suitable for the job I chose him, but he has a chain about him that got him the job. That's not malusa. And how does that translate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What does it mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu chosen for no reason? What is that? Bechira is Asher Bacharta B'Avram because it has no reason. What does it mean? So let's try to explain a little bit and understand the difference. The word Bachar and Barer, the Reb Shamshon Felher says that Breira and Bechira, or Barer and Bachar and Barer come from a similar Sheirish. It's not the strict grammatical Sheirish in Lashon HaKodesh. Verbs that are similar, roots that are similar, have a common shayrish. It's a yisay that he uses, he uses, and others, and it's like that. So the word bocher and borer are very similar. Borer means to choose. Now, let's think a little bit. The Gemara says in Gittin, that anybody who is a bardas, it's measured by his koyach of breira, his koyach of being mevar, of egoiz v'noitl tzor v'zorik. That's the koyach of breira, is the koyach of das, to be mafchin between good and bad. So breira is a koyach of a person being able to choose between two things logically, and they deal with the chetimtzes of life. So, l'mashal, I have to eat, and I need to choose between food A and food B, and I say food A is better for me. It's less expensive, it's more accessible, whatever it is. So I have a tsroyer and I have an egois. A tsroyer is not edible, an egois is edible, even though it doesn't look edible. And that's where the koyach of breira lies. It's a koyach of being able to use seichel and das. And that's true about everything that it falls under the realm of hechetimtza. How do I get to point A? If I do this and this, I have a choice of two roads. The road A is a better road than road B, and that's where I use the koyach abreira. That's the koyach abreira, it's the koyach of sichlius, and so on. That is one tchum of Adam, and it includes specifically that area of a person being able to use seichel. Seichel is used, and this is an important nekuda, for hechetimtze. For whenever something is a step for something else, seichel decides, is it a step? Is there a better step? Is there a different step? And so on. That is the world of seichel and breira. But at some point, I'm going to come down to what do I want be'etzim. And what do I want be'etzim has also with seichel. So l'mashal, a person is not well, and he chooses to get healed. Why? Because he wants to live. A person is not well, and he chooses to two doctors. This is easier, this is harder, this has a better chance. V'chulu. But if I ask a person, why do you want to live? That has no answer in the world of breira. I'm choosing life over death because why? That doesn't belong to Rosh Seichel. It's my Atzmius Ratzon. This is me and my Metzius. So the situations where I can answer, where a person answers that, the Mashal, why do you want to be friends with Reuven? So one answer is because Reuven has the ability to help me in a certain place. So that's a Hechetimtza answer. Or Reuven helped me, and as Achi Vakar Satov, that's Hechetimtza. And I can also say, I don't know, I just like Reuven. Reuven is the person I like. That's Bechira. So Breira is the choosing with Seichel, something that is a Hechetimtza for something, and Bechira is a definition of the person's Atzmius. One person likes kavod because kavod will help him get whatever he wants. One person likes kavod because that's his metzias, and that's a baal kavod. His metzias is to like it. So we have two different frameworks when we use the word to choose. When a person prefers A over B, there are two different worlds of preferences. One is as a means. And the seichel is the aver, so to speak, the terms. And one is because it defines the atzmis of the person. And whatever the koyach hachaim of the person is, whatever the atzmis of the person is, that determines this what it is. I don't have a reason why. This is who I am, and therefore this is my choice, as in the word Bechira. So when we speak about the theological need to posit that a person has free will, that the Rambam does not call Bechira. That's nothing to do with Bechira in the Pasuk. We've used it like that colloquially. The Rambam calls that Rishus. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a domain. The word Rishus is like a domain. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a certain autonomy, an autonomous domain, where we can decide and say, this is what we want. That is the Bechira, the way it's used in that sense, a philosophical sense, and fine, that the Torah doesn't have to tell us. The Torah itself, the Hakadamah to Torah is, Rabbi Yisai, since you do have free choice, the Mela, you have Tayag Mitzvahs to what you should do, what you shouldn't do. That's not in the Torah itself. The Torah has something that it calls Bacharta. Those in Yonim, when we speak about the Ribbono Shel Olam's Bechira, those in Yonim that are HaKadosh Baruch Hu can make so-and-so become a melech of this Umma because it's good for Klai Yisrael, because it's a mitzvah for Klai Yisrael. All of those hanhagas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does in the Bria, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is building up, the Hashkach is working towards a certain goal, that's not called Bechira from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Beicher a place, it means that this Makom Be'etzem is the Ratzin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever it is about Yerushalayim, whatever it is about the Beis HaMikdash, if we're to ask ourselves, the Bria is a huge place, it's a tremendous place. We now that we know how big the Bria is, then it's stupendous. It's beyond, it boggles the imagination. All of that is a hechetimtza. We need stars, so we have trillions of stars. We need the planet should stand in place, so we have everything's according to the house. But what is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants be'atzmius? That the only thing I can say about it is, this is Ratzon Hashem, is be'mokom HaShivchar. There's a makom that this is, whatever is in the Beis HaMikdash, whatever content, whatever ruchnis is, that's a makom asher yivchar. It's true about David. The Gemara says, you know, the Gemara compares David and Shaul, and David did chatoim and averis, and Shaul is malchus inlas. That was malchus did. David HaMelech, it says Levav David Avdi, Levav David Aviv. David's Atzmius, there are differences between a chisaron in something that is what I did, how I did, to something which is a flaw in the Atzmius of it. We don't have the kelim to even understand it. But when it says that Kadosh Baruch Hu Ashebocha B'Avraham means, Noach did mitzvahs ma'isim tovim, and he's a tzaddik. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays back tzaddikim, and that's who Noach is. Shem and Eva, or big people, chashve people, did good things, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them. That's a realm of where it's the particular ma'isa that someone did, the particular hagat, so I can quantify it and I can explain that this has to do with schar and so on. But the person that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was toifis, that the asmius of the person is toiv, that is levavo is neman, that is metzius and mohus is toiv, was Avram. And therefore, if we would list a list of mitzvahs, ma'isim toivim, mitzvahs, nefesh, nisyonos, that Avram was oimed, we'd miss the point. Because we would say, okay, Avram got it, so as a schar for X, Y, Z. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the bechir of Avram, what the Maral means is, the Bechira Avram means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that Levavo Nemon Lefanecha, that the Atzmius of the person, the Etzem Atzmius of the person is Nemon. And B'meila, if the Etzem Atzmius of the person is Nemon, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. It's true that it expressed itself in Mitzvah Stoyim, but that's not the Nekuda. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, what I, Kavu Yochel, am, that's what Avram is between the Nevraim. His Metzias is a Metzias where his Atzmius is a Lekus, and B'meila, that's what I want. So when the Maral says about Bechirin Avram, that Bechirin Avram is for no reason, quote unquote, that's why it doesn't say in Sain Tovim, it's not the no reason that we talk about. For us, no reason is a terrible chisaron. It's a person, or we speak about something that the person is built like that. He likes this, he likes that. But when a person, but when you're talking about somebody identifying with something that is etzem mechus, is etzem rotzen, is dovok in it, that's what we call bechira. And the inyanim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was bechir in this world, that reflect that inyan, are all called Lashon Bechira. So Yerushalayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Beicher, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Beicher Be'am Yisrael, for the same reason. Since Avram, his essence, his Atzmius, was what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Beicher, so as it gets passed on to Klal Yisrael, door after door, there's always that Atzmius is there. And b'meila, they may do good, they may do bad. They could drop out of Chasram HaKal Yisrael. But tachlis, what we're talking about is some sort of nekud of atzmius, that this is what the person wants. Let's go back to the parasha. All of Torah are tzivuyim, mitzvahs, averis, and so on, that a person is mechuyiv to do. A person is commanded to do. It's whether we like it, whether we don't like it, we're chiyuv to do it. We're mitzvah vaisa, and that's Torah. The final makabe patish of Torah is not what we should do or shouldn't do, but what we should become. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, listen, there is Chayim and there's Mavis, and you understand and the hair that the reason why a person wants to be Dovak and Chayim is because that's what he wants. That's our Atzmius Tikkun. The question why is a silly question. It's like asking, what color does a tekiah have? It's ainul inyan. The ratzon for chayim doesn't have why as a quality. So there's chayim and mavis. The world of mitzvahs and ma'isim toivim are not to be seen as being, as landing on top of my atzmius, on molding and shaping, anything like that. I need to declare that the atzmius of Yisrael is toiv. I need to understand that toiv is I'm kol kulei dovok in toiv, the way I'm dovok in chayim, because it is haynuach. In the same place in a person's sheirish that chayim sits, that's where toiv sits, and the avoda means, the alter avoda means that it's something that is it's supposed to be the herd as being the haynuach. A person who doesn't see toiv in his life is supposed to feel lomali achayim the same way that if the person feels mavis coming. It's the same thing. I want to explain the Chazal a little bit. The Chazal gives us a mashal, and we ask ourselves, like, what is my in this mashal to this parasha? So let's understand something. Somebody will come to me with a taina. He'll say, you said something very, very nice. You said that something that is the atzmis of a person wants it because he wants. Something that's not the atzmis of a person doesn't want. So, if I don't want Torah and mitzvahs, ma'aseh tovim particularly, so it's not me. It's not my atzmis. What do you want? Like, it's circular. You don't need to give anybody any musa shmuz why you should want to live. So why do you want to give a musa shmuz why you should want to be Isaac and Torah mitzvahs? So the answer to that is, let's give a mashal. Imagine a person, the etzim is cut out for some sort of tafkid. He can do very, he betzim would be very matzliach in A, in B, or in C. But it requires sacrificing a few years and working hard. Or it requires that the person do something that's unpleasant to him. I betzim want this and this, but I have to ask somebody for it. And I don't like asking this person for it. I don't like the person. I don't like asking for it. I don't want to. So that barrier is going to twist the person's feelings and thinking, and is going to say, who needs it anyway? I don't want it, I don't care for it. So here you have a metzias, a personal marshal has some tremendous ability, musical ability, and be'etzim, were he to realize himself in it, he would do extremely well. And not only would do extremely well, he'd find himself. But it means paying a lot of money for the lessons and going there and schlepping and not being able to do other things. So the person says, I really don't want to. So the person is stuck in a situation where he won't get what he wants. He'll never be happy because he's not on track to do what he wants, really wants. He's on track just to, you know, he's on track to do what's right in front of him. He'd rather just lay in bed. He'd rather just patchk around. So that person really is helpless. It's a very bad matzav. So somebody says to him, listen, it's a rough patch. And then, not only the pshat is it'll be pleasant, it'll be you. This is where you'll find yourself, this is who you are, and this is who you'll become. So the pasuk, Chazal are explaining to us, what's the pasuk telling me? If it really was so, if I tell somebody, learning is so geschmack, so enjoyable, an hour shmooze on how enjoyable it is. I never have to give a shmooze to somebody how enjoyable ice cream is. Baruch Hashem, everybody seems to find on their own and don't need a musa shmooze for it. So why manifshak of Torah? The answer is, it's a road that the first stretch, as far as the eye sees, is anything but pleasant. It's hard, it's rough, it takes focus, you can't do a lot of other things, and so on. So what you do need is the understanding that sometimes the atzmius of yourself, sometimes chiyus, just like a person who wants to live desperately, and you tell them you have to do A, B, and C. It's rough, it's a treatment, it's stop this, don't do that, do this, but understand that if you want chiyus, so look past the horizon. Chiyus is just around the corner, but everything that you see in front of you is difficulty. It doesn't sit well with you. That's what the Chazal are telling us over here. That the metzias of the bacharta b'chaim is that the person has a mafriya, but the thing itself is chayim. And it means the person's approach to ruchnius should be like that. It's not an approach, schar onesh, and so on and so forth. I want to say the word that applies to it. The Rambam says in Pirush Mishnayos and Makkos, said it quite a few times. The Rambam says, it says, the Torah mitzvahs, shenema, and so on. So the kasha everybody else says, well, we tend to mess up the more ma'isim we do, and the more ma'isim we're obligated. So why? Where's the logic behind it? So there's a different pirushim. The Rambam says in pirushim Mishnayis that olam haba is contingent on doing a mitzvah lishma, and if we have many opportunities, then at least once in our lifetime we'll hit on something lishma. And will be zeichet to chayim haba. So the kashas on it that we don't find exactly that we don't find anywhere. I mean, the Rambam himself says if you have most chuyas and mirat averis, you get olam haba. Where does that come from? But without trying to answer that, just the etzem thing that the Rambam means is the Rambam says when we talk about lishma, what do we mean? We talk about for its own sake. What are we talking about? We're talking about this hafchana that we made between the world of Eretimtza and the world of Atzmius. Things that Shaloi Lishma at its crassest means I want something that's a completely different Eretimtza. I want to do a mitzvah so people should say, oh, what a tzaddik. That's a very bad lishma because it's kind of it's using something for something that's the opposite intent. But even if we say because we want to find favor in Hashem's eyes that so that he acts favorably towards us, that puts the world of mitzvahs into the framework of means, hechatimtza. And that's the opposite. That's not what the world of mitzvahs is. And it's not what the world of Olam Haba is. Olam Haba is that world that revolves around, its center point is Ratzon Hashem, and b'meila, and b'meila everything comes from that. The Nenim Iziv HaShechina means the Etzem Chibur to Ribbono Shalom is what my hanoi is. It's not because sometimes I'm together with a very important person and my hanoi is that everybody's sitting around saying, wow, look, he's together with such an important person. That's shalei lishma. Sometimes it's because I like the person and my hanoi is to be with that person. The final tzivu in the Torah, like the Rambam says, In an educational process, the Rambam's chelik in Pirush Ma'is, the educational process, you start with Shalei Lishma. That's how we have to start. But he says when we get to the final point, finally, after we move up in the ladder of Shalei Lishma, if the person is royal kach, you megalit him the sod of Lishma, because tachlis, that is the Etzem Mitzius of the world of Torah Mitzvahs. We're at the end of the year, beginning of the year, the Rosh Hashanah is coming, and Rosh Hashanah is, there's a lot of tefillah. The only tefillah we really have on Rosh Hashanah is for Chaim. Chazal were memayit tremendously in Bakoshis, and even the few here and there that crept up. There's a mute. Zecheinu l'chaim, kaseinu v'sefer chaim, sifrei chaim, umeisim p'tuchim. The only inyan that is mentioned is chaim. So we have to understand it fits the day, because since Rosh Hashanah is the kernel, it's the sheirish of a year. We're talking about the core, and that's chiyus. Everything else is hechetimtza for chiyus. Parnas is hechetimtza for chiyus, and refu is hechetimtza for chiyus. Everything is hechetimtza around and about, and that's true on a physical level, on a pneumatical level, and this is something everyone who's a ben Torah wants to be mispalel for atzlocha. And everyone knows his shortcomings, and Yom Kippur, we're mesvada on the shortcomings, and we have mechila, and we make kabbalas. But Rosh Hashanah is a step before that. And the question is, what could be a step before that? I mean, if Ruchni is the most important thing, why don't start off the year with that? The answer is, when we speak about Ubacharta Bechayim, if on a Ruchnistic level, and especially for someone who's a Ben Torah, and sees life should be Ruchnius, the ability, and we believe Be'emunah Shleima, that we believe Be'emunah Shleima, that's the case. But it's very hard to touch base with it. We're still, as far as the eye can see, we see the kaitzim. We see the difficulties. And it's only when you turn the corner that you see the smooth road. But until you turn the corner, you don't turn the corner. So there's this long road ahead, full of stones and rocks and kaitzim. And we can force ourselves to go, but doesn't not much chiyus in that. And it's not the emes. If a person staggers along the road just because he has to, he's not being oimid ala emes, and he doesn't have it. He doesn't have it. The zacheinu lechayim means when we're mekabel the malchus, we want it to be something that we deher as our chiyus. We want it to sit in the same place in our nefesh that chiyus sits. Rav Rutni said once about Rav Lozov Dudaya that when he did tshuva, he died. So he said because his taiva and averus sat in the same place in his nefesh where chiyus sat. And when he was oikah that, there couldn't be chiyus. The tshuka of us is that the inyonim ruchniyim should sit in our neshama in the same place where chiyus sits. When people talk about emunah pshuta, about proving things and so on, emunah pshuta means not about the facts and so on, about the etzem mitzias of ruchnius. If somebody will want to engage you in a conversation about is it worth living or not, so tell the person, you know, it's not a question and answer session. Unless you're very bored, there's nothing. I mean, it's a waste. Either that's your etzem tshuka, or it has no tshuva. You're trying to take something which deals with the atzmis of a person, and bring it to question and answer. Question and answers relate to something else. I want A because of B because of C. Emunah pshut in that sense means that the atzmis of my nefesh is this, is toiv. Alakus, and b'meila, it doesn't belong there. It's not pashit. It's the sum total of all of avoda, is that, and that's why a person to be mespalel for chiyus means both the chiyus kepshutay and the chiyus in what we're talking about, that the oilam of Torah of mitzvahs is the bacharta b'chayim. The Rambam that the Rambam says that one of the rayas for Mashiach is there was a tzivui to make all the Arei Miklat, never got around to it, it was never niskayim, so Bal Kochad has to come a time when it becomes mekuyim. So the kash is, I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzavah the mitzvah, if we messed up, we messed up. So the answer given is that if something's a tzivu of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if it is something that we cannot be mekayim at any given time, but Dvar Hashem doesn't go l'reikam, goes on tzivuim as well. And anything that's a tzivu of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a metzias. It may come sooner, it may come later, but it's l'yoshev reikam. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzavah, so b'charta b'chayim, So the inyan that the world of Torah and mitzvahs, that the world of ruchnius becomes our chiyus, is a chreach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzaveh. It could be sooner, it could be later. The rishusness sooner is when it happens. But that it will happen, that it does happen, that's what the pasuk tells us. We should be zeicher that the zacheinu lechayim kipsutoi, and zachin lechayim is that the inyanim of toiv and chayim should be this one and the same to us. Ubachate b'chayim. Yeah.
Even when Hashem chose Avram because of his atzmus, not because of his meisim, didn't his meisim beforehand create his atzmus?
His meisim reflected that this is.